There was always a loneliness in her as she said goodbye to those she left behind, and a great joy in her as she returned to greet her community at home. The next few years brought much sickness and death among the sisters. During Mother Catherine's lifetime, she had many crosses to bear. Death was never far around the corner, and losing her beautiful young Sisters of Mercy caused her great heartbreak. So often, she was to be found in tears, sitting in the chapel, or kneeling in front of the large crucifix which her old friend, Father Armstrong, had given her when the House of Mercy opened. She was never afraid or ashamed to cry, to be human, just she was never afraid to express her joy in song or dance or verse. She was forever putting pen to paper to commemorate an event or a special occasion. Requests for more foundations continued to come in. Despite the loss of so many sisters, others came to take their place. God was surely sending laborers to take care of the harvest. Limerick was the next foundation, followed by Galway, then Wexford. There was even a request from as far away as Bermondsey in London. Mother Catherine and the sisters responded so generously in every way that they were able to recognize a need, whatever it might be, and adapt to any situation. Sometimes they ran into great difficulties. People in the country were every bit as poor as in the city. Money was very often a huge problem. At times there was no money, no food, and in some cases no hope. But somehow God always provided. Mother Catherine believed, and so often said, prayer can do more good than all the money in the Bank of Ireland. And she was right. While many of the problems encountered in the various places concerned the wretched conditions of the sick and the poor, it was often the clergy who made life more difficult for the sisters. Sometimes promises that were made were broken, and on a few occasions, the accommodation provided for them was not at all healthy. But difficulties like these did not stand in the way of the works of mercy being carried out. The love of Jesus was brought into the hearts and the homes of countless poor, sick people wherever these sisters founded a convent. Birr, Mother Catherine's last foundation in Ireland, was probably the most difficult of all. It was December 1840, and a bitter winter it was. Snow lay thick on the ground when the little group set out on the hazardous journey. Birr was a town that suffered division due to a dispute among the clergy, and it was felt that the Sisters of Mercy could help heal the wounds. Sure enough, by the time Mother Catherine returned to Dublin, the problems were on the way to being solved, and peace was restored to a once troubled town. In June of the next year, 1841, the number of sisters had increased to 142, and the church in Rome had finally decided to approve of the Congregation of the Sisters of Mercy. This was wonderful news for everyone. Mother Catherine was especially very happy. Deep in her heart, she knew that her work was almost done. There was one more call to respond to, and that was Birmingham, England.